Okay, hearing none, I'll go back up to Jeff, N80X in Alaska. Jeff, go ahead with your transmission, and Kevin, KD9WWU, please stand by.
Well, hello, Kevin, and everyone else out there. This is Jeff, N80X in Seward, Alaska, which I think we just hit 50 degrees. I have 48 front, a little warmer, 52 in the back. We'll even it out. I'm grilling right now. We're getting the charcoal warmed up, about ready to throw some stuff on the grill for dinner. And the ice is melting, so the solar panels are all uncovered, and we're doing pretty good there. For over half a year, I didn't have to pay the utility and that. And we're on Happy Seward's Day, everyone. So we're on our extended weekend. Friday was Chiniga Day. And these are related to the 64 Earthquake Memorial, which was March 27th, Friday. And I was actually out in Chiniga covering clinic. So I was out there for Memorial and the big dinner and that. And we sent out to the club. There's audio on YouTube of the original station, the audio tapes from the 64 Earthquake, the hams calling around Prince William Sound. But it was a magnitude 9.2 earthquake. The tsunamis did quite a bit of damage. We had 11 people that were killed in Seward. Chiniga, one-third of the village perished in the tsunami wave. The whole village was pretty much decimated, and it wasn't refounded until the 80s, and that's where I go out to cover once in a while for work. Things are pretty good. People are out doing things, so it's like summer here, too, and we're enjoying that weather. And we also have a POTA event coming up April 10th, so we'll be activating the Marathon Campground in the city. It's part of the State Historical Iditarod Trail, and KL2WX Tyson will be heading that up. But if you're doing POTA or activating, keep an ear out for us. And then I think he will probably be using the club call KL7SWD. We haven't decided on that yet. But that's kind of the updates from here. So we'll send it back to you, Kevin, N80X.